It's 8:45. 91.5 KIOS FM. I'm Mike Hogan, your host. And it's time for Live and Local on Morning Edition. My guest today from the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter, it's Lisa Secundiak. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. If you can lean just a little closer,
yes.
I want everybody to hear you. And let's talk for a moment about the mission of the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter. What is it that you're trying to accomplish?
Well, I will speak for them. I'm not really with them. I'm just supporting them as an advocate through my business. And the mission is to find probably a cure and develop more funds for lobbying for bench research, because the disease, dementia, Alzheimer's itself, kills more than breast cancer and prostate combined right now in our nation, and more than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, and by 2050, this number could rise as high as 16 million. So not only is it a personal mission because our family member has it, and we're connected now deeply with it, but it's also affecting every person in this nation and is going to, not only in their hearts, but in their pocketbooks.
And really the key to eradicating this has to do with research and catching it ahead of time. We've had the privilege of having Dr. Dan Merman from UNMC on here before, and I don't know if you've met Dr. Merman or not, but he is a researcher and really a pioneer in Alzheimer's research, and we're talking about putting together drugs that will take the beta amyloid proteins out of your system while they're still liquid before they become the plaques that, of course, destroy the human brain, right?
Yes, exactly.
So this all takes money, and raising money for this kind of research, one of the tenets behind the Alzheimer's Association, isn't it?
Correct.
Very good.
And raising money to advocate to our lobbyists and our legislators to get this through on a political level. Because that's where it comes from.
And you've been involved in some of this, correct?
No, I am a dry cleaner. My family's business has been here 100 years, and we've always been philanthropic in the sense of our own community because they've helped us survive for 100 years.
Sure.
And we've had this little event that we host, a very happy event that we host once a year, and we give all the peer dollars from that one-day event to something we love, and after 10 years of doing it, we decided this year in our 11th year to switch it to this cause because it's personal, and it's also one of the biggest things I think we need to look at in our own community and in Nebraska. So as far as my level of involvement, I'm becoming a big advocate. I've just kind of begun this journey 3 years ago with my own mother. So
sure, fair enough.
That's probably the answer you were looking for. I'm sorry, it took a long way to get there, but I got there.
And you know what? It was a real nice journey. I appreciate it. Weather was a little cloudy, but a nice journey nonetheless. I think everybody, you can't throw a stone without somebody being touched by Alzheimer's. I have. Both sets of grandparents have had at least one of their spouses have to suffer through Alzheimer's. That said, and this is more on a personal level, but I put you on the spot and ask you this question. Isn't it odd that our leaders need such prodding to tackle a disease that every one of us has a shot that we're going to encounter this personally? How can we not be looking ahead to do something about this?
I know, and that's why I'm going to be a bigger voice with the resources and the education that I have, so that maybe we can all come together and get it going.
Well, Lisa, you're already doing something about it. This Saturday, there's the Max I. Walker annual Ultra Chic Boutique.
Yes.
Tell me about this. I think this is a very, very cool thing, and it's a super great opportunity for any lady, really, young lady or anyone
right,
to get a dress at an amazing price. Tell us about this event, will you?
Sure. So to go on a long journey again, I came up with this idea many years ago, probably 13 years ago, and molded around, and as the only girl in the business, it's been 5 generations of men. I was like talking to my brother, and he's like, think of something that would make sense. And so I'm thinking about all the little nice dresses I have in my closet that I've never worn really more than once or twice. What can I do with those to repurpose and get rid of them? Came up with this, where we just ask the community to donate their gently used or even new, we get new every year,
sure,
dresses that they don't know what to do with for this cause. And we clean them, we press them, we sort them in size order and category order, because we have all kinds of dresses, little black dresses, wedding dresses, vintage, ball gown, sequin, everything in size order.
Homecoming, prom.
Think about it.
Bridesmaids.
Cruises,
you could do a bridesmaid. Oh. Amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
It's just amazing.
It is. And the amount of money that goes to these events now is different than when I was in high school.
Oh, no kidding.
We flip them all into this beautiful one-day sale, and you can come and get, no matter the value of the dress, $30 a dress.
$30 a dress. I've got 10 seconds. Tell us where it is.
Oh, it's at a view on State Street, which is 134th and State, this Saturday, February 3rd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's free. All the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association,
yes,
Nebraska chapter.
All of it.
It's Max I. Walker's 11th annual Ultra Chic Boutique. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. I do appreciate it. Appreciate your time. And appreciate that you've taken up the torch and that you're doing something about it. Nice work. And Morning Edition picks up right about now.